888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Myrna from Middletown, New Jersey.
Myrna.
As M-Y.
Like in Loy.
Myrna Loy, yes.
Myrna Loy. Boy, there aren't many Myrnas around. Where are you from?
Middletown, New Jersey.
I think
Jersey.
The other Myrna Loy was from Middletown, New Jersey, too. anyway, what's cooking, Myrna?
Well, I'm going through a nasty divorce, and a while back, a girlfriend of mine caught my husband lingering at the back of my vehicle, and I mentioned it to my attorney, and he said that he possibly may have placed a GPS tracking device on the vehicle, because this is all the rage now. In divorce
or a
cases.
Bomb!
No! And my question to you is, how can I find it, and what can I do about it to get rid of it?
Oh, so why? So you think...
Well, you could use this...
to your advantage.
Absolutely use it to your advantage. You could, if he's really tracking you, he could think that you're doing all kinds of wonderful stuff that you would never do anyway. Let's think about that.
But the thing is, I'm not.
Yeah, you could leave it at his best friend's house.
Ooh.
You just drive your car there.
He's put this tracking device on your car.
He's
and wherever
track
you go,
you.
He's going to track you. He's going to say, she was parked at Bob's house overnight?
That's good.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
No, but he might bring it up during the divorce proceedings.
And I could say you told me.
And yeah, then,
yeah, I was just playing a joke.
Yeah, and then you could say, well, I knew you would put this device on my car. One of my neighbors saw you, and I thought I would have some fun with it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so the divorce has not
and
taken...
And you can say, can't take a joke yet, huh?
So you're in the throes of this nasty divorce.
Yes, yes.
Ah. So who's the nasty party?
The nasty party? Well,
him.
I need to point a finger, but it's not me.
It's not you. Well, you don't sound like the nasty type, although I think you might have a vindictive bone in your body. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're laughing too much.
Thank you.
So who's going to get most of the loot? That's the important thing.
Oh, gosh.
Are you going to clean up?
That's not my intention to clean up.
It's not your intention.
But as long as everything's fair.
But he must be afraid that you are going to try to clean up, and that's why he wants as much dirt on you as possible.
Actually, he's been kind of snoopy the entire time I've known him.
Snoopy?
The entire time you've known him?
Oh, he would read my emails and go through my mail and just, you know, where were you and all the time.
Oh, so you can really mess with him.
Oh, yeah.
Where were you?
The interesting part was he never wanted to let me know where he was.
Right, because he
How long were you married?
7 years.
Seven years.
What took you so long?
But I knew him for a lot longer than that.
But here's what you do. So take it to your trusted mechanic, which is not the mechanic that he uses, but some other trusted mechanic.
I have a trusted mechanic.
And put this thing on the lift. And I trust that in 1 minute they're going to find it.
Really?
Well, he couldn't have. First of all, it's going to stick out like a sore thumb because anyone who works on whatever car you have, what do you drive?
I have a 2004 Ford Explorer.
Okay, well, there aren't many places to hide this thing that can't be found out.
Okay.
And if he did it by himself, by just basically lurking behind the car, he must have stuck it with a magnet to the undercarriage.
Ooh.
Yeah, right? it'll be pretty easy to find.
Yeah, and the flashing red light ought to give it away, too.
Yeah, this could be a lot of fun. Ooh.
Well, but don't forget, the other thing you could do is take this thing off and put it on someone else's car. Right? Like your clergyman's car. So you could do that. I mean, that would be, or better than that, put it on a different car every day. You have the power, Myrna. You can mess up his mind. It is very sneaky.
It might
sneaky.
Be messed up already.
That's great advice.
Yeah, I think you should sit down and think of a good list of people's cars that you could put this on. Yeah.
I'm going to make an appointment to go to my mechanic tomorrow.
But find the thing first. I'm sure it's a portable device, and you can move this from one car to the other. You're going to have a ball doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
See you, Myrna.
Bye-bye.
Send us a report, will you?
I will.
Oh, absolutely. We may have to do a website feature on it. See you, Myrna.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.